Launching a career in Hollywood takes big ambition. Many try, but few enjoy any success. Actress Kathleen York has achieved what so many aspiring actresses envy. With a long string of television and movie credits, she now commands a prominent role on the primetime hit The West Wing as Congresswoman Andrea Wyatt, the sassy and self-confident ex-wife of White House Deputy Chief of Staff Toby Ziegler.
Mandatory minimums are racist.
One step at a time.
It's part of the same step. I'm saying
mandatory
minimums are...
I don't want to talk about mandatory minimums.
The Sentencing Commission's proposals regarding cocaine recommend that relative to federal mandatory sentencing, crack users have been...
I say I don't want to talk about mandatory minimums, and we talked about mandatory minimums anyway. You hijack my ability to make that decision for myself, Andrea, and making decisions for myself is my birthright.
Good to get that off your chest there, Pokey?
Yes.
Launching a second career in Hollywood takes sass and self-confidence. Kathleen York is courting success again as singer-songwriter Bird York with the release of her seductive second CD, The Velvet Hour.
Well, the day is done and the moon's up and I'm in the cage of my eyes, cannot stop this again.
Kathleen Bird York is in our studios at NPR West. Thanks a lot for your time.
Thanks for having me.
People go to Hollywood to become stars, and a lot of people don't make it. Many wind up actually giving up the entertainment business, but you stuck it out and you made a living for yourself. Are you happy with your career so far?
It's an interesting question. Am I happy with my career? I'm happy that I am able to continue to work on projects and make music. And it's only the last couple of years. It's the strangest thing. I've turned around now and suddenly realized all the people that I knew and how rare it is to actually be able to sustain a life as an artist, and it just never dawned on me that it would be something that would be rare.
Let's talk about the music. Everything about The Velvet Hour, this new CD, is sensual. I mean, the voice, the music, the words, the picture on the cover where you were draped over a couch in a slinky gown and the lights are down low. I mean, is that you?
I've been making music for quite some time, and I found that everything that Hollywood wouldn't let me be, that all that sensuality was able to come through in my music, because there was no one telling me, well, your eyes aren't far enough apart or your lips aren't full enough for you to be able to express sensuality in art. And there's something about music that can just change the molecules in a room and make you feel more. And there's something sensual to me about that.
You've got the
songs on the CD, Love Lost, Love Gained, Love Defined, Love Unrequited, love songs.
Yeah, on this record, my first record was a little edgier, and I would write about people's lives or characters, almost like short stories, the songs. And for this, I just wanted to focus on a record that would be sort of an evening record and a central record have as varied of a subject matter, although some of the songs on The Velvet Hour are not about what you think they're about, although people listening to them will assume it's a love song or a love lost song, but it's actually about something else.
Give us an example.
There's a song, Save Me. Now, that is a song about love lost, but people just listening to the chorus will assume it's a song about a breakup I had. And it's actually a song about something I find incredibly traumatic is our grandparents' generation, people that were married for 50 and 60 years, and their spouse dies. And how does a person keep going under circumstances like that.
He said he'd never leave her all alone to face the day. What kind of God is this that'll take him back and make her stay? Save me, why don't you say?
Do you ever get snippets of songs in your head and then just start kind of singing them and then find a way for it to become a full song?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I get melodies or like there's a song on the record called Had a Dream. And again, when I write, I like to sort of close my eyes and always have a recorder on and not think at all about the melody that's coming out. I don't want to try to remember it or anything. Then I'll go and sort of, you know, how Michelangelo, I'm not comparing myself to his brilliance, but I'm just saying how he would carve away everything that was not the image that he saw, the shape that he saw on the stone. I try to carve away the words that aren't going to feed what the essence of the song is, that will serve the melody that I feel or heard. So the gibberish for Had a Dream was something like, he put it on, head on, bandek on, bandek on. And there's certain vowels that come out, and when I record it and I listen back and said, oh, that feels like something. So then I try to find the words that fit those vowels, and it's got to be a good lyric, because I can't live with not having a good lyric. So that was a, he comes undone, says that he lost the map, his life was on. Says everything is unraveling. I take his hand and then I kiss him like the world is ending, and say, where logic ends, faith begins. Was I had a dream that our eyes were like the walls opening up every time that we love.
You've written songs that have been used in movies, television shows. Do you write specifically for the show, or does the show sort of buy something you've already written?
Well, both. Both. I did the songs for a year on the series called Family Law. I would get a script at the beginning of the episode, and I would read it and see if I had anything that suited it. And sometimes, in the case, there's a song called Have No Fear that I wrote for an episode that was about capital punishment, where the guy that the prisoner, that sort of the whole episode is his mother trying to fight to save his life, and it doesn't happen. At the very end, you realize he's being put to death. I wrote a piece of music for that, and then strangely enough got an email the next day after it aired from a woman from Nashville who worked at a corrections facility, and one of the men on death row saw it on television, and he asked if I could please send him the lyrics and that he wanted the song played during his execution. And that was, there was something strangely beautiful about that, in the sense that if that could give a person solace in a moment like that, then I feel like my time here has been worthwhile.
There are times you don't have to worry.
Do you ever use your training as an actor when you're writing or when you're delivering something in a recording studio or on stage?
Yeah, and it's funny because people have such a misinformed idea of what acting is. All acting is telling the truth and putting yourself in a position where you are being as honest as you can about something that you personally know about. So when I sing live, I'm clear about what I wrote the song about and who I wrote it for. And if I wrote it about someone, I'll put that person in the audience in my mind. So it's an active song that I'm singing. It's not a person with their eyes closed just singing to themselves. It's communication trying to reach somebody.
You have to admit, though, I mean, you've actually chosen two professions with the worst job security.
That's pretty insane, isn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, TV shows are going to get canceled. Characters get written off. The clubs are tough. The club owners are prickly. The recording industry is like roulette.
Well, for a kid who left her house with a suitcase and literally $5 in her pocket at 15 years old, I'm not going to start questioning now why it is that I keep going and why it keeps working.
Actress Kathleen York can be seen this Wednesday on NBC as Congresswoman Andrea Wyatt on The West Wing. Singer-songwriter Bird York's new CD, The Velvet Hour, has just been released by Blissed Out Records. She joined us from NPR West. Thank you so much and good luck.
Thank you so much, Leanne.